My guest at this time is Michael Fumento. He is a journalist and attorney now based in Colombia. He's been writing on the climate change debate since 1996. He's been affiliated with a number of think tank organizations around Washington during his career as well. And he joins me now to discuss in more detail a piece he wrote for the New York Post earlier this week entitled "Global Warming Proof is Evaporating." And Michael, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, you start off by saying that the hurricane season we just finished, it officially ends at the end of November, is one of the quietest on record, and you say that that is further evidence that the case made by Al Gore and the United Nations and many others in recent years that this warming of the planet is just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse is being proven not to be true. How much can we glean from this particular hurricane season, and what other evidence goes into to your contention here?
Of course, any one hurricane season doesn't mean anything. The important point here, of which is that really an alleged increase in hurricanes was at one time asserted as the best indicator of the clear and present danger of global warming. And yet all of that was built not just around one year, but really around one hurricane, Hurricane Katrina. So if they can build this huge case around a single hurricane, then they should be the first to admit that one of the quietest hurricane seasons in record must go against their position.
Michael, quickly explain why the hurricane seasons that got so much attention, 2004, 2005, 2004, you had the four that hit Florida, 2005, obviously, Hurricane Katrina, why those were not as active as climate change activists would have us believe.
Well, really, Katrina wasn't all that powerful either. It just happened to hit in the perfect place. Knocking over the levees in New Orleans. So it really wasn't even the force of this single incident. It's just incredible. It's kind of like the case for global warming was built around problems with the New Orleans levee system. It's that absurd. What I did at the time, and a few others did too, was, of course, the logical thing was to look at the entire hurricane record going as far back as there were data. And depending on what you mean by data, it goes back 150 years to see if there was, in fact, any kind of a year-to-year or decade-to-decade increase. And the answer, quite flatly, was no. No increase whatsoever. It was a dead issue from the very beginning.
We're talking with Michael Fumento. He's a longtime scholar, journalist, and attorney. He joins us on the phone from Colombia, where he now lives. And, Michael, you also talk in this New York Post piece about how, you know, there was a lot of attention to the rising temperature of the Earth, especially in the late 90s. But since that time, it's kind of decreased, even as the so-called greenhouse gas levels have continued to increase, and the experts, the scientists who support climate change, call this a pause. You say it's not a pause, it's a stop, and there's a huge difference. Explain that.
Right. Here's what we know. There has, in fact, been global warming. It's been tracked very carefully since 1951. There has, in fact, been a tremendous increase in emissions and ambient levels of so-called greenhouse gases, the most important of which is carbon dioxide. So the global warming people put two and two together, and they came up with 17. They said, obviously, the warming we've been seeing is caused by man-made emissions. Whoa, wait a second, though. First of all, we know that the Earth has always been warming and cooling, warming and cooling. Nobody would ever have heard of the Vikings, but for a 400-year warming period that allowed them to escape their fjords and to go almost literally all over the world. That was a 400-year warming period just a little before carbon dioxide and things like that became a big issue. Then if that was followed by a severe cold period called the Little Ice Age. During Dickens' time, you see it in a lot of Dickens' books, where people were far colder than they had been in previous centuries. And then it started to warm again. And we don't know exactly why, but it appears to have been entirely natural. But these people came along and insisted it had to be man-made. Well, it turns out now, it doesn't turn out. The evidence has been there. Even the warmists now admit in the last 15 years there has been no warming whatsoever. 15 years of warming, and yet greenhouse gas emissions are pouring out at the highest rate ever, and they're at their highest level ever. How can that be? Well, the only explanation, which they admit, is there's something natural preventing this connection right now. But if that's true, couldn't warming have entirely been natural the whole time? And the answer, of course, is yes.
We're talking with Michael Fomento. And Michael, you talk about, despite the facts that you just outlined over the past years and how temperatures are going down while carbon dioxide levels are going up, that this administration, the Obama administration, continues to move forward in a way that you believe will hurt the economy. He made climate change a major tenet of his second inaugural address, and there's been plenty of executive action through his office and the EPA that would add to the regulatory roles. How do you characterize what he's doing right now, and how far do you expect him to go?
Well, these things are not free. You know, there's always people out there who say that doing the, in their opinion, the right thing environmentally can be free or even pay for itself. It's never, ever true. These things always cost money. It's just a matter of how much. Because you're telling a business to do something that, or individual, that they wouldn't otherwise be doing. Why? Because it costs money. So the Obama administration, we don't know how much money these things might cost. But they definitely will cost money. That we know absolutely for sure. And we also know that the American economy has been in the doldrums for years. For years, we have either been in a recession or we have been on the cusp of a recession, where one little push knocks the country right back into a recession again. We know that real unemployment, that is, people who don't have jobs but are available for jobs, is the highest it's been in 30 years. Now, Obama's got a job. That's not a problem. And all these people he's going to put on his commission, they already have jobs, and now they're going to have another job. But the American public, the last thing they need is more money spent on chasing what appears entirely to be phantoms.
So where do you expect this to go? Do you expect the evidence as it is currently trending to eventually diminish their argument in the public square, or do you expect that the ongoing political push for the climate change agenda is still likely to have some momentum?
It's definitely got momentum because so many people have reputations involved, whether it's politicians, whether it's scientists, whether it's ex-politicians with, I won't name names, but initials like Al Gore. So many people have a stake here that this thing, despite the evidence, and I've seen this, you know, throughout my career, so many people have a stake that the science may not matter at all. You know, I'm famous for debunking this everybody's going to die of AIDS thing, but the fact is today, I began in 1987. In 2013, the federal government spends more on AIDS than all other diseases combined. The science did not matter. The science may not matter here either.
Michael, we'll leave it there on that sobering note. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
Michael Fomento is a journalist and attorney now based in Columbia. He has been a scholar for decades, as you've heard, and has been affiliated with a number of distinguished institutions around Washington, D.C. during his career. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.